news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Two men have been arrested and charged with assaulting U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick with bear spray during the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Sicknick later died. No homicide charges have been filed because authorities have not yet determined whether the toxic spray killed him. The men, from Pennsylvania and West Virginia, were recorded on videotape, one asking the other to, quote, give me that bear shit. That man is later seen discharging the spray into Sicknick's face. He also sprays two other officers. The suspects face nine charges, including assaulting three officers with a deadly weapon, civil disorder, and obstructing a congressional proceeding. If convicted, they could face up to 20 years in prison. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris on Monday launched separate tours to promote the newly approved $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, the American Rescue Plan, the administration's first major legislative achievement. Harris visited a COVID-19 vaccination site and a culinary academy in Las Vegas, where she said that the tour was more, quote, education campaign than sales pitch, helping make people aware of the benefits. Biden stayed in Washington on Monday, but travels starting Tuesday.
When I signed the American Rescue Plan last week, I said help is on the way. This week, I can report this isn't just on the way, it's here, sooner than many ever thought possible. Over the next 10 days, we'll reach two goals, two giant goals. The first is 100 million shots in people's arms will have been completed within the next 10 days, and 100 million checks in people's pockets in the next 100 days. Shots in arms and money in pockets. That's important.
The administration is also launching a $1.5 billion ad blitz to persuade reluctant people to get vaccinated. While things here are going somewhat smoothly, a growing number of European countries are temporarily halting the rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine. This after reports of a handful of cases of blood clots in people who received the shot. The suspensions go against the advice of international medical agencies, which say there is no evidence that the vaccine is linked to the clotting and that rollouts should continue while the reports are investigated. This is a bad time for Europe, as a third wave of infections threatens to grip the continent. Meanwhile, in the U.S., experts say a concerning variant is about to become dominant. And the American Red Cross reports that about one in five blood donations from unvaccinated people have COVID-19 antibodies, meaning that those donors had likely been infected with the coronavirus at some point. History was made on Monday as the Senate confirmed Representative Deb Haaland, a member of the Pueblo of Laguna tribe of New Mexico, to be Secretary of the Interior. Haaland is the first Native American cabinet secretary and the first Native American, period, to lead the department. In her Senate confirmation hearing, Haaland said, quote, "The historic nature of my confirmation is not lost on me, but I will say it's not about me." Later adding, "It's difficult to not feel obligated to protect this land, and I feel that every indigenous person in this country understands that." There is what some people are calling a crisis on the border. President Biden is facing growing political tension over his administration's strategy on the U.S.-Mexico border. More than 4,000 children have been stuck in Border Patrol-run facilities in jail-like conditions for extended periods because there's not enough shelter space to adequately care for them. There are a few factors behind the spike: devastation from two hurricanes last year, the toll of the pandemic, and the perception that since Trump is gone and Biden is in office, that enforcement is now more relaxed. According to a memo sent to the Dallas City Council on Monday, the Biden administration plans to house up to 3,000 immigrant teenagers at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in Dallas to help mitigate the surge of migrant children at the border. A February surge of people crossing the southern border without legal status has overwhelmed facilities run by Health and Human Services to house migrant children. That's left many of them to be housed for extended periods in tent facilities run by the Border Patrol, which typically isn't supposed to hold children for more than 3 days. The convention center will be used for up to 90 days to house boys ages 15 to 17, starting as early as this week. So as jury selection was going on in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin for the murder of George Floyd, the city announced a $27 million civil settlement with George Floyd's family. Now, Derek Chauvin's attorney is requesting a delay in the murder trial because of the news of the settlement. He argued that the news, quote, has incredible potential to taint the jury pool. He also asked that the trial be moved. The judge, Peter Cahill, said he agreed that the settlement could potentially impact the case and said he will consider a delay and reportedly said he would re-interview the eight jurors who had already been seated when the news broke. Floyd, of course, died after Chauvin kneeled on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. Chauvin has pleaded not guilty to murder and manslaughter charges. So the Biden administration recently acknowledged that it had started reaching out to North Korea, but that Pyongyang was unresponsive. Well, now Kim Jong-un's sister is warning the U.S. against, quote, causing a stink at its first step. Okay. That reaction comes as the U.S. and South Korea conduct scaled-down simulated military exercises. But even before that message, experts had said North Korea was likely to reject diplomatic efforts for the time being for a number of reasons, including the coronavirus pandemic, the Biden team's ongoing North Korea policy review, meetings in the region, and the administration's rhetoric. It's probably safe to say that no love letters will be exchanged between Joe Biden and Kim Jong-un. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.